Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
This is Your Network of Praise. Welcome to a Monday, and it is time for our network update here on Your Network of Praise. Roger Lundquist always joins with us as we get an update of what's happening around here. And Roger, welcome. If you don't mind, I'm going to just step in here. There's something I want to talk about before we talk about these other issues, and that is Christmas is coming.
I've noticed.
Have you seen?
You can't go to the store after October 15th without knowing it's on the way, but yeah. I was enjoying the programming, hearing some Christmas music during the Thanksgiving weekend.
Right. Yeah, that was wonderful, all Christmas music, and now we're ramping back up again. It's going to be a lot in front of us. Also, some special things coming up. Let me just give you the quick sketch, the quick outline. Christmas this year falls on a Monday, so Sunday, Christmas Eve, we have some special music and interviews with our newest friend, Nick Curtis Beal. You hear her every afternoon, beginning at 2 in the afternoon here on Your Network of Praise. She's filling in for our good friend, Dave Kirby. She rubs shoulders with a lot of great artists, and she has some wonderful things to share. That's at noon, Christmas Eve. Then 3 to 4, Behind the Carols. We're going to take a look at some of the foundations of those carols that we like to sing every day this time of year. And speaking of carols, we have our traditional A Christmas Carol from our friends at Focus on the Family, the Charles Dickens classic. That's going to be Christmas Eve from 6 to 8 p.m., kind of a nice evening to sit around and listen to some wonderful dramatic presentation. So it's going to be a great Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I always look forward to that. And it doesn't matter how many times I've heard that over the years, I just love hearing that story on the radio.
Absolutely. And then Christmas Day itself, of course, we have some wonderful things coming up. Pastor Carter Conlon, Times Square Church, always has some special thoughts for us. He's going to be on Christmas Day at 1 o'clock, followed by Focus on the Family Radio Theater, Where Love Is. That's a special dramatic presentation there as well. At 2 o'clock, Christmas Day, Unwrapping Christmas in the Old Testament. It's just great to see how the Old Testament just points at Christ's coming, and it holds true. Then Nick Curtis Beal has some special things to present to us Christmas Day from 3 to 5. Again, lots of music and visiting with artists. And 5 to 6 p.m., I'm looking forward to this. The Robertson clan, the Robertson family, has what they call Celebrating Christmas as a Family. That's going to be a fun one for later in the day on Christmas.
Oh, that should be just a great lineup. I think we'll have lots of people looking forward to all those. And, of course, you can find the whole schedule at ynop.org.
Right. Absolutely. Looking forward to that. Okay, now, thank you, Roger. Let me ask you some questions here. Let's get some updates. In Glendive, Montana, KGLE-FM, anything going on there?
Yeah, it's been really good to see in the past few weeks. All the equipment is on the ground now. We have it in our possession, and that was a big thing. The FCC has completed the paperwork modifying our construction permit to the tower site that we're going to be going on. And the last thing remaining before we start the construction is just the scheduling of the tower crew. That always is a little bit of a wild card thing because we have no control over it, and they have to sometimes cancel or change their schedule if they have emergencies that they have to go to. So that is our prayer request for KGLE-FM listeners or KGLE-AM listeners right now, is that you be praying about the tower crew arrangements, because as soon as we have the date on the calendar for their visit to Glendive to hang those FM antennas, then Nick, Tobiasen, and I'll head over, and we will get that station up and running. So hoping that it'll still happen in December, but at least everything is ready to go, so we should be seeing that very soon.
All right, good. Some good progress has been made. Now, in Utah, Utah's Hope is on the air in Salt Lake City. Anything going on there?
Yeah, I was just in Salt Lake over the weekend and just had so much fun actually being able to tune in and drive around the area listening to 94.5 Utah's Hope. What a blessing it was to hear the music, to hear the programs. It's just going to continue to grow and be a special ministry to the people of that part of Utah. And, of course, we want to pray for them. It's an area that we've had a heart for a long time. And just 3 months ago now, less than 3 months ago, we launched the new format. We are starting to hear from some people who are listening and checking in by the website, utahshope.com. So slowly and steadily, that audience is beginning to form and grow. Please just keep them in your prayers that God will draw many people to it, because thanks to the support of YNOP listeners, we've been able to put that station on the air. We purchased it. God provided the funds, so we were able to pay cash and buy that station. Then we were able to upgrade the format to a local format in September. So we've done everything we can in our power. Now we need the prayers to back that up, that God will draw people to the station, and that many over the years will come to Christ as they hear.
Yeah, we talk a lot about prayer during the network update. We'll get back to that in a moment, as a matter of fact. But thank you for your prayers. Now, looking to the vast continent of Africa, there was a big conference that took place there recently.
Yes, they have an annual conference that is continent-wide. Christian leaders from all over Africa come to one place, and they gather, and they have some excellent teaching. It's kind of a cool thing. The conference is done in French, but there are two guys standing on stage, and it's just like you've seen maybe in an old Billy Graham crusade or something. As the preacher does his messages in French, there's a man standing right next to him translating into English. Huh. So they reach those two, what they call the Francophone audience and then also the English-speaking audience. And so this year they approached us and said, we just heard about Vie Nouvelle Afrique and the fact that you have stations carrying the network programming in many countries in Africa. And they said, would there be a chance you could broadcast the conference? And so we talked to them about that, and our Africa director, Joseph Kebby, worked out details, and assisted by Isabel and Benjamin, our French language team in Cameroon, we were able to put the conference into five segments, 90 minutes each, that we could air on Vie Nouvelle Afrique. And that took place all last week. With the time change, they aired from 2 a.m. to 3:30 a.m. Mountain Time. So I had to get up each night to listen, but it was worth it. It was a great conference. And of course, that was daytime in Africa. Yeah. And so we were very happy that we could do that. And we also podcast it on radioafrica.fm. And it was fun to look at the analytics during last week's broadcast segments and see that people were tuning in from several countries in Africa and even outside of Africa to podcast the conference. So that was a great blessing. And again, one more opportunity, Dave, that we can harness the technology God has given us to really expand the reach of another ministry's work, putting on this conference.
Well, and you know, we've marveled over time how God has woven together different believers in different places, different abilities to help us with New Life Africa and all the things going on there in Africa. Here's a chance that God has taken to use us to minister to other Christian leaders there. Well, that's wonderful. Yeah. Great to hear that.
Yeah, we were very, very happy to be able to be part of that. And we've already talked to them about doing the same next year and even ramping up our involvement with the conference.
Okay, now one other thing before we leave Africa. We have those YNOP ambassadors that we've used in the past. I understand we're going to be presenting some more of those?
Yes, and you know, Dave, when you think of a country like Kenya, we know that they speak Swahili. We know that they have English as kind of a language of commerce, so most people speak that. But how many languages would you guess are spoken in a country like Kenya?
Oh, there are probably three, four, five of them in that country.
Yeah, that's the starting point. As we've been looking at it, there are 68 languages spoken across Kenya, a lot of them just regional. And in conversations with Koki Ann, who is our translator at the New Life Africa Translation Center in Nairobi, she was sharing how she has a burden for some of these specific language groups that are very limited in their access to the gospel. One of them is a group called the Turkana people in northwestern Kenya. There's about a million of them. 80% are illiterate. So very few people could read a Bible or a tract or a book about Christ if you gave it to them even. So audio, again, is a very good way to reach them. And so after a few months of talk back and forth with Cokie Ann. We have made some arrangements that we are moving forward with now. We're going to send a very small batch of MP3 players this week that will be distributed by Cokie. And then over the next several months, we're going to be doing smaller batches in three of the languages that are just Turkana being one of them. We're going to be doing two others. And so as we look at that, we just marvel once again. Cokie Ann is going to be working on the distribution. She's arranged with local ministries to help with getting those MP3 players to people who will use them and who will start listening groups that will meet to hear the Bible and to hear teaching in the languages that these players are going out in. And so once again, you talked a minute ago about God bringing the right people together to work with us,
right.
And this is a perfect example.
Yeah.
Oh, because we're going to be able to send those players, and then they'll be distributed by people who really can identify who should have them. So this is a great blessing. And among, you know, we've been thinking about, you know, we'd love to use those all across Africa and maybe even in other areas. And yet there's some very tough logistical things, understanding and working through the issues of customs, getting the players actually safely delivered, as opposed to sometimes where the customs people may steal them or tear them apart to steal the SD cards or the lithium batteries out of them.
Uh-huh.
And so we've been focusing on getting past that, and we realized that just within Kenya, with so many language groups needing to have the gospel in their own language, we said, let's just work on that one country for a while. So as we get ready to launch into 2024, we're going to be focusing on Kenya specifically until we've worked through those first several language groups.
Gospel seeds being planted in places radio can't even reach. That's yeah. Very exciting. All right, Roger, we've mentioned prayer. Let's close by focusing in on prayer as well.
Yeah, we have a couple things just to general to say that are huge prayer requests. In 2024, YNOP has more stations than ever before to put on the air. Counting Glendive, we have 8 construction permits right now for new FM stations. We also are in the process of purchasing 2 stations. And so God is opening big doors of opportunity to expand the reach of YNOP. And I don't think that's coincidental, because there's just so many people right now who need the encouragement that Christian radio can bring, the solid teaching, the music, the fun of the morning show, all the things that they're going to receive as they're able to tune in YNOP. And so we're excited about that. We need prayer for everything from the plans and logistics stuff to the financial part. And then the big one, of course, is that God will draw many people to each of these stations as they go on the air with YNOP.
Yeah.
Then in Africa, we have the same thing. We're not building stations over there, but we're going on the air on other people's stations by way of the New Life Africa Satellite Network and V Nouvelle Afrique. You remember during Share-a-thon, we had several new affiliates sign up, and we raised the funds during the Share-a-thon to buy the satellite equipment for many of those stations. So in the first quarter of 2024, we're going to have about 30 more affiliates joining us, and probably more than that, but that's what we have currently committed. And so a great deal is happening over there. So we continue to just ask for prayer for all of the details to work out. This past few years, we've had to get used to delays being a common thing, and that's frustrating, but pray that our staff will persevere, keep things going forward, and that as each station signs on carrying our satellite networks in Africa, or as each new YNOP station signs on here in the U.S., that God will just bring people to it whose hearts he's preparing for the gospel message. And it's our prayer, of course, just as for everyone who's listening right now, that YNOP will be a daily blessing as the Word of God is broadcast into people's hearts and minds.
Amen. Okay, yes, thank you for praying. Thank you for continuing to pray. Bottom line, you put all this stuff together, the nuts and bolts, and it's nothing without God using it. So thank you for praying toward that end. Thank you, Roger. Again, Network Update every Monday about 8:15 in the morning, 5:15 in the afternoon here on your Network of Praise. You can go back, listen to the whole thing on our podcast page. You'll find that at ynop.org, and we'll also be posting it on Your Network of Praise Facebook page.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.